Nothing was ever more prepared for battle than Paul's spirit. Or rather, I should say, it was not his spirit, but rather the unrivaled grace working within him, which overcomes all. Indeed, what was said before was more than enough to deflate the ego of those boasting about wisdom. In fact, even a portion of it would have been enough. But to maximize the brilliance of the victory, he re-engages with the arguments he had put forth, stomping on the defeated enemy. Consider it this way. He had quoted the prophecy that says, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise." He had demonstrated God's wisdom in that through what appeared to be foolishness, he destroyed the philosophy of the Gentiles. He had proven that God's foolishness is wiser than men. He had proven that he not only taught through uneducated persons, but also chose uneducated people to learn from him. Now he shows that both the message being preached and the way of preaching it were enough to take people aback. Yet they did not. His point, not only are the disciples uneducated, but I myself also, who am the preacher.